When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to my podcast. This is A Better You by Fernanda Ramirez. I am your host, and welcome back to another episode. As I've been thinking to myself, there's been a topic that's been on my mind, and it's been on my friends' minds too, because we've been Snapchatting about it, which is kind of funny, but we've been talking about it on Snap, we've been sending each other videos, it's come across my For You page a few times, and it's been an internal struggle that I've been having, and also one that I've talked to my boyfriend about, and also even one that one of you guys requested I make an episode on. And I'm going to get to what it actually is in a minute. But the reason why I hadn't even made an episode about it, or I didn't know if I should make an episode about it, was because the dilemma itself or the question itself is something that I am going through right now and that I don't have the answer to, which I guess makes for an interesting podcast because it's a conversation and I'm curious about your response or what you have to say about this. If you are subscribed to A Better You podcast on YouTube, then you guys can leave a comment down below. Or I think Spotify gives you the option to add a comment on episodes, I think, like if you swipe up on the episode. Also, before I get ahead of myself, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel already, make sure you do so. Make sure you follow the Instagram at A Better You by Fernanda, and make sure you leave a podcast rating and a review if you please to. Let's get on into it. I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be either because it's going to be a little bit unscripted, but let's just jump right into it and start talking about it. You guys have read the title of today's episode and you guys have read the title of this YouTube video, whichever format you're watching it on. So you know what we're talking about, but basically I asked you guys on the YouTube community tab to give me some requests for what kind of podcast you want to listen to or what topics you want to hear me talk about. And one of the comments that really stuck out to me that I thought was really interesting and that I haven't heard someone say, or that I myself haven't even been able to put a finger on it, was the fact that someone asked if I could make an episode on the transition from girlhood to womanhood. And that really struck with me for a second because I was like, wait a second, that's a really good idea. Like, I should make a video on this. I should talk about this. And then I was like, wait, Fernanda, you don't know what the frick that even means. You don't even have a response for that because you're going through it right now. And I think that it's the perfect way to title the chapter of life that I'm going through. And I didn't even know that that's what it was. Another reason why I want to talk about this right now is because, well, first of all, there's so many things. I'm like honestly trying to figure out the words on how I even want to say it for it to flow on the other end while you guys are receiving it. But another reason why I think this topic is relevant is because I see on TikTok all the time girls talking about how they want to be a teenager forever and they're like, oh, the thought of my teenage years escaping me is so horrible, or the thought of girlhood being over is tragic, and they play like a sad Lana Del Rey song in the back. They'll say like, oh, when you have to deal with all this adulting stuff and all you want to say is like, I'm just a girl. And I feel like that has been my constant struggle for a year, ever since I moved out, really, because now I feel like I'm truly a woman of independence and doing her own thing and a working girl, and I just don't even myself feel the same as I did like 3 years ago when I started my YouTube channel. Having a YouTube channel and growing up on the internet, which is so weird for me to even say, because first of all, in my head I'm like, oh, I just started YouTube, but then I look at the dates and I'm like, wait a second, girl, you've been doing this for 3 years, and from the ages of 19 to 21, actually I was 18 and now I'm turning 22. From those years I have grown obviously more than I ever have in my life. I swear my prefrontal cortex was not even developed before that point. Like, I don't think I had consciousness. I don't think I had a brain half the time. I'm like, was I even processing life? I don't think so. I was being a little girl, making mistakes, being silly. And now that I'm gonna be 22, it's like, girl, you have matured. There's been so much travel. There's been so much learning. I feel like I'm just like a new person, but I had never really registered that I have been growing up on the internet. Do you know what I mean? Like, now I can say that over the past 3 years, I have been growing on the internet, and I can finally understand what other influencers, what other YouTubers, what other people would always be saying about how it's difficult to grow on the internet when you yourself as a person are changing, because people on the other end of receiving end of the platform perceive you as what they know of you. They have a concept of you and how they perceive you. And it's really weird when you blow up for a certain aesthetic or a certain era in your life, and that's what people perceive you as. And then you grow as a human being, but your social media presence is really stuck to that one idea of you. The reason why I bring this up now is also because recently I feel like I've been in the mood for a rebrand. I've been in the mood to elevate my style, to be just like a mature girl boss woman of myself. And I feel like I've even received some comments of people being like, why are you dressing like you're 30? And this was literally one comment after I posted one Instagram picture in a modest shirt and a long skirt. Miss girl, I ain't going nowhere. I just decided to wear a different outfit for once. Okay, I'm getting kind of sidetracked. But anyways, my point is I understand now what it means. And my point is it's really weird growing up and evolving as a human being when people on the other end perceive you a certain way. And I feel like this could be relatable to a lot of people, because whenever you're growing up, you have a concept of yourself that people identify you with. For example, maybe when you were younger, you used to be really shy and people would call you shy. So then you perceive yourself as shy, and then you grow up and maybe now you aren't even a shy person anymore, but you have that label stuck on your head and it kind of limits you or like encapsulates you from growing because you identify with that label when that doesn't even truly align with you anymore, if that makes sense. So I feel like this could be something that we all struggle with. Even as my friend said, it's important to do these self-reflections and figure out what your new self-concept is, because we're ever growing and it's so easy to get attached to an idea of ourselves that either someone else has placed on us or we have placed on ourselves that kind of limits our growth. And we kind of get used to that idea of ourselves. We get comfortable in it and we just identify with it. It almost is like when I think, oh, what would Fernanda do? I think about that concept of myself that I perceive myself as, when maybe that isn't even who I am anymore. Anyways, it's a weird concept. It's weird that we're growing, and it's weird going from girlhood to womanhood. It's weird. We have this narrative online that being in your youth, in your teen years, is like the be all end all. Like, what better thing to be than to be a young girl, so naive, so silly, with no responsibilities. And I feel like there's two ways that you can look at it. You can look at it from that way where you just are mourning your teen years before they're even over. And thank God, honestly, that I didn't have TikTok when I was in those teen years, because that would have made me freaking depressed. So for anyone watching this podcast that is younger than me, just know there is better things to come after high school, and your life doesn't just end there. I'm 21 saying this, and I bet you a 30-year-old version of me is saying, Fernanda, your life doesn't end at 21. Like, there's so much going on after and as you age. But then I think that there's this other narrative going on online about how we should be rich girl bosses, independent. It's so great growing up because you get to be more in yourself, you get to be more confident, you get to be more knowledgeable, you get to be more wise, if you mature. And that's also a great thing. For me, sometimes I'll say like, oh, well, when I blew up, I was like 19 and I kind of miss how I used to be so silly. And it's like, it's not that I'm not that person anymore. I'm still that person, but I know better now and I'm more mature and I've done more things now. I've experienced more things that I don't have those same reactions as when I did when I was 19, when I was first experiencing things for the first time. And I think as a viewer, sometimes people can miss that old version of you. But the truth is, that's still you. It's still your personality. You've just matured and you've just grown. I think we can see this in Emma Chamberlain as well, where she used to make her editing super crazy and bright and just jumps and zoom ins, and she was being so silly. And then she evolved to a more modest, more mellow, and she kind of romanticized more of the mundane tasks. And then people would comment and hate on her and be like, your videos used to be better before. She became boring. They're not entertaining anymore. They're not good anymore. And I can just imagine how harmful and how offensive and how sad it would make her feel, being like, well, this is me now. How can you guys even say that about me when that old version of me, like, you're still the same person. You've just grown and you've learned and you're smarter and you're wiser now. I guess that's just the internal struggle myself that I'm going through. And I'm sure that a lot of you guys are going through as well, if you're a similar age as me, where it's just a weird transition period in your life where you may miss a certain version of yourself. But if you miss your teenage self, she is still inside of you. That girl is still inside of you. And that's why I think shadow work and remembering your inner child is such a huge thing, especially as you age. I feel like the people that are the most youthful at the age of like 50 are the ones that still feel young inside, just because you're aging and just because on the outside you're changing, or maybe your style changes, your aesthetic changes, your life situation changes. It doesn't change who you are inside and like your soul. So anyways, just such a weird concept that I wanted to talk about, and I want to know even how you guys are navigating, if you feel any difference from maybe when you were younger and you used to wear certain things or used to act a certain way, and then you get older and you realize who you are. And I think the beauty in it is you become so confident. And I always hear people say that, like, oh, your 40s are your best years, your 30s are your best years, your late 20s are your best years, because you just become more and more yourself. Some people even say that when they were younger, in their 20s, they were more insecure because they were still conditioned by society, feeling like they need to appeal to men or they need to appeal to other people so that they're accepted. Whereas like the older that you get, you kind of unravel layers of an onion and you become more and more authentically yourself. And then I think what makes women so beautiful is when they are really authentic and they're powerful and they're confident in who they really truly are. So I feel like we should reclaim our power. This is what I'm saying, okay? Okay. This is my realization as I'm talking through it. Not that that's the answer, because I myself am not even, I think, in my truest woman form, but I think that that's a journey and that's something that I'm going to even have to navigate myself. But it's just unraveling all the layers of perfectionism, of wanting to appeal to the beauty standard, to the male gaze, and just unraveling all these expectations of how you should behave, what you should wear, how you should act, and just like being your truest version of yourself and being confidently that, because that's what makes you powerful and so attractive innately. That is where I am heading into as I go into my woman years and as I will turn 22 and 23 and 24. And I think it's just weird navigating it online. I feel like this isn't necessarily a worldwide experience because not everybody is posting their lives online. But for me, and if there's anyone else online that is watching this that also creates content or like is in the internet, I feel like it's just something weird that we would have to get accustomed to and just kind of deal with and just kind of roll with it and see how it goes. But just growing up on the internet, especially during these years, and figuring out who you are while not letting other people's opinion or other people that know of you a certain way to kind of make you feel bad about yourself for growing. Something I want to do moving forward and something that I've been talking about with my friend is just a rebrand. Like not feeling sad that I don't want to wear the same things, I don't want to do the same things, like I'm just maturing, I have different interests, and not feel kind of bad about yourself for changing what you want, but kind of rebranding and being so excited to go into this next era of yourself and being excited for what there is to come and making maybe a new vision board for yourself or a new mood board and being like, who do I truly want to be? What woman do I want to be? What do I want to dress like? Who are my inspirations? And not looking at people that are younger than you, or even something that's super harmful for me is like looking at past versions of myself where maybe, okay, I know that this is a big one, but like sometimes people get really insecure of like their body and they would be like, oh, it's the second puberty that happens when you're a woman. And then you'll compare yourself to a picture of you when you were 14 and you were like in sports and you were working out like 7 days a week. Obviously, you're not going to look the same. You're a freaking woman now. But instead of comparing yourself to a past version of yourself.
Are you interested in all things aesthetics but don't quite know where to start when it comes to finding out the actual facts around these treatments? Good news for you, The Drop is a new and exciting podcast brought to you by Teoxane, where we drop the tea on all things aesthetics. On each episode, I bring on a guest with a unique perspective on aesthetics, whether that be an expert practitioner within the industry or perhaps somebody who has had their own personal experience with aesthetic treatments and the results that they've had. So if you're interested in aesthetics and would like to hear more, you can find The Drop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So come and give us a listen and join in the conversation.
Just embracing who you are now, and even maybe finding role models or inspirations that are older than you that are much wiser and strong, independent women, and looking up to them and being like, damn, I want to be like that, because that's what's going to make you excited to grow up and show you what potential you have and show you what potential they have for themselves. I feel like recently, especially in the influencer space, a lot of girls are older than me. And when I was in high school, you know, I would always hang out with people my age. And even a few years after graduating, I would hang out with people my age or younger, and I would feel weird about about hanging out with older people for some reason, because I identified myself as like this young little girl. And ever since I've been doing influencing or getting more into it or traveling and meeting people in New York and in LA, even here in Vancouver, now that I live alone, I'm like hanging out with a lot of people that are older than me. And I feel like it's just so inspiring and it makes me excited, because even I think when you're younger, you kind of think of older people as like, oh, they're so much older. Like, I'm not going to fit in with them. Like, they just know so much more than me. I feel like they're going to talk to me and think that I'm so young and stupid and just a little naive baby child. But when you actually do talk to them, you're like, we're all the same. We are all girls and we all grew up the same. And isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful about girlhood? You know, we all have the same internal dilemmas, the same internal struggles. We all go through the same things, and age does not define us. I'm getting really passionate for a topic that I do not know the answer to, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like hanging out with older girls has inspired me a lot to how I want to elevate my style, how I want to work harder, how I want to be as a friend. And you can take a lot of wisdom from them too, because they have a lot to offer and they've lived more life than you. So I think if you're a girl and you're watching this and you have an older sister, an older friend, a mom, an older aunt, a cousin, maybe ask them about some advice or look to them for inspiration. Or if you have some problems, ask them. Or if you have someone online that you consider a public figure or a role model, look up to them and be like, damn, I want to be like that. Because I feel like that's the only thing that we can do in terms of how we cope with growing up and finding beauty in it, being excited for it, and just like embracing it. As I grow up and over this next few months, over the next few weeks, over my life, I feel like I just constantly need to be doing self-evaluations and working on my self-concept and figuring out who it is that I want to be and how I want to portray that to the world. Not let the world put me in a box for how I need to show up for myself. And if for anyone that's watching this right now or listening to this and they're a subscriber of mine and they see my style change, because I feel like it's ever changing. And right now, especially that I feel like I'm kind of going through a little rebrand where I'm like, you know what? I want to elevate my style. I want to do certain things that I didn't used to do before. Or maybe I'm more mellow than I was when I was 19 and I was stupid. I didn't know anything. And I gave probably terrible advice because I hadn't gone through anything. Just know that I'm the same person inside. And if my interest or if my knowledge or if my tone of voice or if something changes, it's not like, you know, I'm still the same person and my values are still the same. My morals are still the same. I'm just going through life and evolving, which is beautiful. And I'm so happy and honestly blessed that even though it does have its cons and it can be kind of hard to grow up in the public eye, I guess, or just like online, I'm super grateful for it. And I'm very excited to have the rest of my life documented, because honestly, I don't plan on stopping creating content anytime soon. And I think it's going to be so beautiful to look back and be like, ah, oh, look at me when I was 19. Look at me when I was 20. Look at me when I was 21. And honestly, I wish that I had done it even earlier, but I can't even imagine what those girls or like a lot of the YouTubers that I used to watch, how they perceive themselves when they were like 13, 14, 15, 16, because at that age, honestly, I don't even think that I could have put myself online. I was so childish. I mean that in like the most loving way. Love little Fern. She was a crazy little gal. But like to be an internet public figure, I don't think that that would have really flown as easy as maybe it would now. But anyways, that is a reason why it's so important to document your journey and document your process and just like be proud of the journey and not look back at any stage of your life and like kind of cringe at it, because that was the best that you could do with the knowledge that you had at the time. I don't know if I said that correctly, because I feel like I've seen that on Pinterest or TikTok or whatever, but that is also cute. Like looking at your inner child or your past self and having compassion for that girl who is still inside of you that did the best that she could at the time with the resources that she had. Just be proud of your growth. I feel like that's so cute. Going from girlhood to womanhood is definitely a journey in itself, but it's so empowering that we all go through it. And there is just such great things at every stage in life. And even though being a teen and being a kid is so fun and cute, and like the memories that you made at that time are so cute, especially if you have like great female friendships. But growing up and even seeing your friends develop into like their blossomed versions of themselves is beautiful. I honestly feel kind of emotional. I honestly feel kind of passionate about this topic because it is so wholesome. And even myself, I feel like recently, now that my friends are really growing and like everyone's moving on and doing their own things, not that everyone's like moving on, but they're working their 9-to-5s, they're working their full-time jobs, they're in like steady long-term relationships. relationships. They are making their money, making their coin, doing their daily day things. And it's harder for me to see them, which is so sad because I want to see them every freaking day. It is so beautiful to watch them grow and grow further and further into themselves and like see the woman that they're becoming. And like, I'm so proud of them. Why do I want to cry? This is funny because if you are listening to the podcast, you're probably like, what is going on the other side of this girl's microphone? But if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, I feel like you can see my emotion and my facial expressions better, which is why I prefer YouTube. But anyways, I'm glad that you're listening to this if you are. Anyways, I have my computer in front of me. I'm gonna research for a second. And by research, I mean like literally a Google search. But I'm gonna search some stuff up about girlhood and report back when I find something interesting or worthy of talking about. So from what I have here, it says that transitioning from girlhood to womanhood is a natural and complex process that involves physical, emotional, and social changes. Coping with this transition can be both exciting and challenging. And then some ways to navigate this next phase of your life. It says to embrace the changes that may be there physically, emotionally, and just remember that it's a normal part of growing up. And you can take them as signs of maturity and development and just use them to build a positive self-image and boost your self-esteem. So we kind of talked about that, and I feel like that is very helpful to remember. The other thing it says is to educate yourself in terms of all things womanhood, whether that be your menstrual cycle, your hormones, maybe even like gut health. I feel like that's a popular thing on TikTok right now, or even on feminine energy. I feel like that's also a super popular topic that is very like buzzword right now. But if you would like to hear an episode on feminine energy, I feel like that would be super fun and just like how to cultivate more of that, which I'm not saying I'm a pro, but maybe if I did that in a few months from now or in a few weeks from now and I really focused on that, I feel like I could give a better episode. Another one says to seek support. So you can talk to another adult, a parent, a guardian, a friend, an older sibling. So we kind of talked about that earlier. But another thing you can do is if you don't have anyone is to seek guidance online from like books or other resources. I feel like that is super helpful and that's probably what I would do. And then a next one is to practice self-care, which nurtures your physical and emotional health. And I feel like something that makes me feel super feminine is prioritizing my physical health. So that's definitely one that I already do. And I feel like that goes with the feminine energy one. Obviously, your feminine energy is not your appearance whatsoever. It's like the energy that you have. But I will say that enhancing your physical appearance or taking care of yourself does make your energy kind of just blossom more and it makes you feel a little bit more feminine, which I love doing. This could be literally like exercising or maintaining good routine or being creative. I feel like that's a big thing with feminine energy, like showing off your creativity, having a healthy diet, having enough sleep, taking care of your body. The other things it said was to surround yourself with positive influences, like friends that support and uplift you, as well as role models that can guide you through this transition. And then another one says to develop healthy coping mechanisms, which could be how you cope with stress or negative thoughts or burnout or any negative emotion like anxiety, whatever it may be. And side note, I do have an episode on how to eliminate negative thoughts and how to kind of navigate that. So if you want to listen to that, I feel like that could be super helpful. But in general, obviously healthy coping mechanisms are so good. And if you are able to process these negative times, I feel like, well, it will just help you feel a lot more centered and at peace with yourself, which is basically the goal. And then the last one that it said here was to set goals and pursue your passions. So as you transition into womanhood, it's a good time to reflect on your values, your aspirations, your goals, and set goals for yourself, whether they're related to your career or personal goals or your work or whatever it may be. I just searched up on YouTube, becoming a woman, and there's so many videos saying like becoming that woman in your 20s, appearance, money, charisma, hobby, relationships, from that girl to that woman, I became the woman of my dreams, how to become a high value woman. Okay, whatever it is, that topic is interesting to me, and I feel like I would love to make a video on that. But again, I feel like I'm not there just yet. But eventually, I feel like that would be a super cool video to make. And that's kind of how I want my content to go now. Like transitioning from that girl to now like entering a new era of my life where I'm in my 20s, I'm living alone, I'm in a city, I'm experiencing new friends. And I just hope that my viewers for myself, this is kind of a little bit sidetracked, but I just hope that they see that as well and they enjoy this new stage of my life, or maybe it will bring new people that are interested in that topic in itself. But anyways, my point of that was to say that sometimes you think that content isn't out there, or you're thinking to your head like, oh, I wish more people talked about it. But literally, if you search it up, the content is everywhere. And there's so many articles, YouTube videos, there's so many TikToks that give perfect advice. And it broadens your perspective to kind of look into things that you're curious about. So I highly recommend if this is a topic that you're interested in, look it up on YouTube, look it up on whatever, you're probably going to learn so much. You can take notes yourself, which is something that I want to do, or even make a Pinterest board with inspiration for this new era. Okay, I'm popping in. I have more to add on this topic. Excuse me if I sound a little bit sick, because I am recording this at a completely separate time, and I hope that the audio doesn't sound any different. Guys, I'm coming in from the future. When I filmed this episode, it was actually June, okay? It was June when I was recording this episode, and it is now August. I just want to do a little reflection and just like add to this, because when I recorded this episode, I had a burst of inspiration and like a burst of, I need to talk about this right now. And I didn't even film it on my usual filming day. I just like started recording one random afternoon. And the day after I was going to go to edit it, I was like, I can't tell if this is a weird topic. I can't tell if people are going to like it. I can't tell if I'm being too vulnerable. Like, low-key, why was I getting emotional? Like, I don't know what was going through it. I don't know if I was PMSing. I don't know. It's just been sitting on my computer. But a week ago, I went to go watch the new Barbie movie, and oh my God, to a T did it touch on the topics that I was just talking about in this video, and kind of recapped a lot of topics that I was already thinking about. And it was from transitioning from girlhood to womanhood. And I mean, if you haven't watched the Barbie movie, you need to watch it, because there's so many good points, advice, food for thought. Like, throughout the entire movie, I was just processing it, and I was like, oh my God, I need a notebook. I need to rewatch it. I need subtitles. I need to reflect. And then I watched it again. I watched it the next day. So I watched it twice in a row. And now it's been like a week and a half, so I feel like I'm a little bit like low-key, I could watch it one more time to be 100% refreshed. But I have so much to say about it. You need to watch it. It touches on a lot of topics of what it means to be a woman and how the patriarchy works, and how, unfortunately, a lot of things that women should stand for gets kind of brushed over by men or by society or even by other women. Honestly, like some women may bring you down, or it's not as empowering as it should be. And I feel like even after taking some time to edit back on this episode and think about it, and after watching the Barbie movie, I just feel like I have more to add. So creative. I loved watching how the Barbies empowered each other, and leaving that theater, I felt very inspired to go give all my girls a hug and to appreciate the girlhood that I've experienced, and to talk to other girls about your feelings and be emotional and intuitive, because it is such a universal experience that everyone goes through, and we all have the same struggles. We only have each other to lift ourselves up, and regardless of society and regardless of men and these stupid rules that are placed upon us, if women support women and empower each other, then we are unstoppable. So I just wanted to say that. Go watch the movie if you haven't already. Even take your boyfriend and your dad and your uncle, because I feel like hopefully they see it for what it is and not let their egos cloud over the message of the movie, and they can learn something new or have empathy for a different perspective, which is the one that a lot of women experience. But anyways, one of the things that happened in the Barbie movie was that in Barbie Land, she was that bitch. I'm sorry, but she was. Barbies support Barbie. They have empowering roles. They believe in themselves. They support one another. They're perfect. They wake up flawless. And no one's better than everyone, but everyone's the best version of themselves. So I thought that was a great concept. And basically, when she came into the real world, she started to question her capabilities and herself. And she started being objectified. And, you know, girls weren't supporting her. And she was encountering mean girls. And it kind of shows that in like a negative light. And through the end of it, there was a resolution where, you know, they decided that like women are empowering and great and whatever. And so I've come to the conclusion that womanhood to me means having courage. It means being confident in yourself, in your abilities, in who you are as a human, and just having an overall strong sense of self. It is building other people up, whether that be girls that are younger than you or women that are older than you, because as much as a younger person, you don't want to bring an older woman down. I feel like I've witnessed older women bring younger girls down, which is also completely not the vibe. I think womanhood also means becoming a goddess, being very in touch with yourself and your body. It means having high self-esteem and trusting yourself and following your intuition and your gut feelings. It is having light and dark feminine energy. So sometimes you want to be like a fairy, nurturing, caring, gentle, whereas also you can be strong and assertive and passionate and fiery. To me, it also means being creative and letting your body flow, letting your creative juices flow, and also just overall owning all parts of you and having self-respect, knowing your standards and holding your grounds and not letting anyone disrespect you, and speaking to people calmly, but also, again, if they disrespect you, not having problems holding your ground and saying what you need to say. While maturing and growing into your wisdom and just becoming a woman, you also stay youthful and fun and playful, and yeah, it is becoming responsible. I hope that this inspires you or empowers you, and if you are my age or older than me and you feel like you've you've lost connection with your womanhood, that it inspires you to get back into it, get in touch with your feminine energy. And if you are younger than me and you're scared to grow up, just know that there's so much to look forward to and feel empowered. And overall, just to recap on this episode and kind of explain myself a little bit better than I think I did at the beginning of this episode, I have been caught up in the illusion that I am valued most the younger that I am, and that the younger that you are, you're gonna be prettier, you'll be thinner, and as you get older, you're gonna get wrinkles, so you need Botox, or you'll gain weight, so you need to do this to lose weight, or whatever. If you are caught up in that illusion that is being fed to you, which is so normal because, again, I feel like it's pushed onto you, and especially with TikTok and stuff, like the algorithm just be doing the most sometimes, and it's like showing you things that you don't need to see. I think it's recognizing that you are so much more than what meets the eye, and again, you're just a little shell for your soul, and what is most important is your soul, and there's so much beauty in growing up, and growing up also just means becoming more successful and more stable, and there's so much to be proud of in that. And I think even if you are at peace with it and that's not your concern, the idea of going from girlhood to womanhood can still be a little bit bittersweet because you are mourning the loss of maybe your young years where you didn't have to be responsible and you could just be naive and float around and just like have fun all the time with your friends. Also feel excited to move to this new stage in your life. And I feel like I've seen a lot of videos or content on like stepping into your feminine energy or becoming a woman. And a lot of the times it says like, when you're grown, you don't have time to be with your friends anymore. When you're grown, you have to be independent and be with your partner, and you need to step into this womanhood and be so mature, and you don't do dancing or clubbing anymore. Like, you know, you're a mature woman. We have to remember that we were girls together, which I think was a big idea in the Barbie movie, and that it's okay to still play and to still be fun and to still make time for your girlfriends and to value your female friendships because we only got each other. I mean, obviously not, we have everybody, but I mean, like, you have shared experiences. So just because you are maturing, don't also get caught up in the idea that like, I need to be this grown woman and focus on me, but it's also important to be collaborative and to share that feminine energy with your girlies. Like, I have been trying to plan with my friends a little girls retreat to one of their cabins, and we were saying when we do this, we want to just do a lot of the hobbies or the activities that we used to do when we were younger, and you know, it kind of heals your inner child and overall just allow time for grounding, healing, and balancing your energy, prioritize our self-care, do things that make us feel all feminine and fun, which that can mean something different to whoever interprets it, I guess is how I would say. Like, your feminine energy or whatever, it may mean something different to everyone. For me, I guess, like, I would love to be in a little cottage with my girlfriends doing art, wearing skirts and dresses and painting our nails and listening to fun, beautiful music and cooking good food that we can feel with our taste buds, but also baking and being luxurious, wearing light and delicate things, and just embodying my Libra energy, honestly. My Libra goddess energy. That is basically the end of this episode. This was really long-winded, and again, I don't even know if it has a conclusion, but it's an open conversation that I wanted to have and something that I felt like would be a fun topic to speak on this podcast. I hope that you left this episode feeling inspired, that you want to have a little girly day, maybe take charge of your feminine energy. Maybe if you're a woman, remember how badass it is to be a woman. If you're a girl, to look up to your older women figures and be like, damn, I'm excited to grow up. This is going to be so fun. And to not even mourn your teen years while you're still in them. Like, all these girls I see on TikTok that are like, oh, I just want to be a teenage girl forever. And they're like 15 listening to Lana Del Rey, like crying. Like, stop that. Stop that. Enjoy your youth. Stop trying to grow up. Have fun in that era because it does flash before your eyes. But also be excited for what's to come because there's so much good. And every year you just grow wiser and wiser and stepping in your power. And yeah, that's what I would tell. Enjoy your youth. Stop worrying about external, about your don't obsess about your appearance or what people think about you, because with social media, I think also it's really easy for the younger generation to get caught up. But like, at the time when nobody had that, maybe my mom's age, or maybe even me, where we had less of, like, we didn't even have TikTok when high school, I feel like I was so unaware of that, and I was blissfully just living my youth, whereas like now I feel like people are painfully aware of that. And if that's you, stop that, okay? Enjoy your youth, enjoy your years, have fun, and know that there's so much. And also go watch the Barbie movie, please, I beg you, it is good, and it will make you feel so insane. Don't get it. If you finish watching the movie and you're like, that was mid, watch it again. Or go on TikTok and search up like Barbie movie reflections, because I feel like everybody has their own way to interpret it. And it's just so beautiful. So yeah, that's all I got to say on that. I'm sorry if this episode was anyways, I love you guys. And I will see you very soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.